The metaverse is not looking good. The metaverse, if you're unaware, is Meta, formerly known as Facebook's latest project that they're trying to do to separate us all into strange little false worlds, keep us away from reality. And it's not looking good, but not for the reasons that you would imagine of impending societal collapse, but just because as a program, as a world to live in, it just sucks. It really looks like it's going to suck. And before I go any further, speaking of trying to people who are detached from reality to a certain extent, Josh and I did a recent contemplations on understanding transspeciesism. And despite starting off with that, I like to think that we came across on this with a bit more of a sympathetic eye.
Yeah, because that, although there are some sort of elements of the sort of left-wing ideology seeping in, most of them were pretty open that they thought, okay, well, obviously I'm not an animal. This is just some sort of weird mental illness, or at the very least, they thought it was some sort of spiritual thing, and they were a bit more honest about it. And therefore, we could get lots of lessons about the nature of identity and dysphoria and things like that from people who weren't possessed by ideology, and they were just being open with one another, trying to resolve the situation, which is actually quite refreshing, and therefore I think they are deserving of sympathy.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good episode, so you should check that out if you're interested, because it does give you a bit more insight, and it's, like you say, refreshing just to see the honesty within that community itself.
I break down lots of the psychology of it as well, and there are some interesting questions about the nature of identity and consciousness and things like that that are more philosophical. It's not just us poking fun at people who are strange, which I feel like...
It would have been very easy to do.
Yes.
But shall we move on? So you may remember this video from October of last year where Mark Zuckerberg, the Zuck himself, looking like Data from Star Trek...
The world's least favourite android.
Yes. Introduced Meta with this big flashy trailer in which, you know, the world was shifting around him. You were able to choose any avatar that you want. And I think there was a hilarious moment where he sat at a table with a bunch of people choosing avatars, and one chose a robot. And Mark said, get this right, Mark said, I thought I was the robot. What a laugh riot.
That's exactly what a robot would say.
We see through your game, Mark. We know what you're doing. But honestly, it's obviously trying to push it as something that's supposed to be very impressive, very futuristic, a little bit dystopian, a little bit. I've not watched Ready Player One, but I've heard about it, and this sounds an awful lot like it's trying to create the sort of world that Ready Player One was criticizing. But as, you know, scary as the idea that people are out there trying to create these things is, we can all take comfort in the fact that either the technology maybe will never get there, or that it will always be rubbish. And I can only hope that it will always be rubbish, and that the technology...
I think it's going that way.
Yeah, I can only hope that the technology will always be too bad to succeed in something like this. But it is worrying to know that people are trying to create this sort of thing, basically to detach humanity from the physical world, detach us from the sorts of relationships that we have with one another. There's no real way to substitute meeting in person with somebody and looking them in the eye without a screen or anything like that, let alone look into the lifeless eyes of their avatar.
To be fair, with Zuckerberg, eye contact isn't his strong suit, is it?
Well, I don't know. I feel like you look into his eyes, even this screenshot right here, there's nothing behind those eyes. It's kind of like Joe Biden, except about 50 years younger. There's something unnerving about the man.
Like, created a conspiracy theory here that he's secretly Joe Biden's clone.
He might be, to be fair. It's all starting to make sense. But we do have confirmation that Mark Zuckerberg, if nothing else...
Is a reptile?
No, he's not a reptile. He's not a lizard person, as you can find in this video, where he explicitly states in a not-at-all lizardly way...
I love this video so much. I'm glad you've included it.
But he's not a lizard. I mean, if you just want to play it, just so that you can see his mannerisms.
There's some pretty
good.
He's
talking
ones.
About how he's getting comments and such.
You know, one of the crazy things when you do these live Q&As is some of them are very silly. So we got one. Mark, are the allegations true that you are secretly a lizard? I'm gonna have to go with no on that.
Notice this.
I am not a lizard.
The darting. Oh, the lips, you know, right there. The lizardly lip of the
little fly was going past, and he didn't want to get his tongue shoot out to catch it.
He managed to restrain himself. But if you were to believe this video, Mark Zuckerberg is a human being.
I don't believe
potentially.
It. Show me the evidence.
I don't have it. I'm sorry. I don't have the evidence. But one of the other fantastic examples of Mark's complete ineptitude, social ineptitude that he has, was, I don't know if you remember this, a few years ago when he's been working in VR for quite a while now. He's been trying to, I think Facebook, mm-hmm. was it back in 2014, 2015, bought the Oculus Rift, mm-hmm. and they've been using the technology to try and create this metaverse that Mark is weirdly fixated in. And he was talking about how you can use VR to explore the world. And for some reason, chose to demonstrate this by taking a virtual tour of a disaster zone in Puerto Rico. And if you scroll down, you can see, here's an image of them, their avatars, their creepy, weird little...
Had their legs blown off in the disaster, yeah, apparently.
They've had their legs blown off. You can see the streets that they're in are flooded. Mark makes multiple comments about how terrible it is that it's flooded. And then he turns to this Rachel woman and says, high five! High five! It's incredible.
How terrible is it that I flooded Puerto Rico? High five.
High five, guys. Yeah, Zuck's been making his own disasters so he can tour them. Job he's
creating,
well done.
He's creating a more humid climate for his reptilian body.
Puerto Rico is supposed to be pretty humid as it is as well. Mark. But he partially apologized for the video after this, saying, one of the most powerful features of VR is empathy. My goal here was to show how VR can raise awareness and help us see what's happening in different parts of the world. I mean, the only way he could have done this worse if he'd literally just taken a photo in front of, like, if he'd got a VR in front of a bunch of people, I don't know, scavenging the belongings and just threw a nice dab at them. Or turned around to them, high five, guys.
So, here's Mark Zuckerberg in Krakow.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Oh.
But, no, Mark's notorious for not being the best socially. And you can tell through all of the interactions you see with stuff like this. But he is also very obsessed with moving the world into this new VR era. And it seems that, you know, there are people like Elon Musk working quite hard on AI and other such things. So we have this circle of billionaires. We've got Elon with space travel AI. We've got Bezos also on space travel. I don't know, and ruining classic franchises like Lord of the Rings. We've got Zuckerberg on VR, trying to create a fictional world that you can all live in, where you can all be coomers for eternity. So just sending neurosignals using Elon's technology to get you to coom in your brain constantly 24/7 with no responsibility. And I know that this is sounding quite appealing to you.
How did you tell?
But to those of us who are well adjusted, it seems quite dystopian. But he's been making some big promises, and it's already not looking like it's going quite well. And I can't believe this, but you and I, given our free market principles, might actually have to defend the metaverse, or at least Meta as a company.
Oh,
here,
no.
Because they've been attacked by the Federal Trade Commission in America for attempting to buy a fitness app, a VR fitness app, and they've been sued. So Meta wanted to buy a fitness app called Supernatural and its developer, a company called Within. And the Federal Trade Commission announced that it's suing to block the acquisition. The FTC said that by acquiring Within, Meta would be illegally eliminating competition, which is just nonsense. I've looked into it. There are plenty of other VR companies creating VR fitness that would... I mean, how narrow
it's
are you...
pretty much a bubble. Loads of VR stuff. Like, there's probably more VR companies than there should rightfully be in the market at the minute.
Yes, there are. But that just shows that competition, if you're going to criticize the state of the competition, is relatively healthy. And also, how narrow are you making the market to be able to define? Because also Sony have their own VR with PlayStation VR. Facebook already have Oculus Rift, of course, and maybe that's why they're saying, oh, you already bought Oculus Rift, if you buy this one, then, you know, blah, 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 blah. But there are plenty of other companies out there. I think there was one called HoloFit, and a number of others whose names I can't remember off the top of my head. But how narrow are you making the market to be able to say that this is eliminating competition? Is it VR in general? Is it VR fitness? Is it VR metaverses? I mean, how narrow are you making it? I mean, this... The government, as we've explained in the past, tends to use antitrust lawsuits to pick winners and losers.
Well, yes, you don't see them going after Microsoft, even though they are just as large a company and they've been buying up lots of different businesses. And because they donate money to the Democratic Party, all of a sudden, it's not a problem.
Yeah, and Facebook as a company, during the lockdown pandemics... Yes, they ended up censoring in the end, but I think, if I remember correctly, they took a bit more of a push than companies like Twitter did to give in to, say, censoring misinformation and the like surrounding COVID. So Mark Zuckerberg is, you know, on the side, but he's probably not as on the side as they want him to be. Mm-hmm. So I see these sorts of things as a punishment for somebody who's not towing the line quite well enough. And the other thing as well, just to clear up the arguments against, oh, it's eliminating competition. Acquiring companies is collating resources and can actually create greater efficiency for consumers. It's the sort of thing that John D. Rockefeller did back in the day during Standard Oil. And the thing is, John D. Rockefeller was trying to eliminate competition through buying up all of the competitors. But what this actually ended up creating was a fantastic little new market of companies starting themselves purely to be bought out by John D. Rockefeller, because they realized, hold up, there's more money in getting bought out by him than there is in actually partaking in the industry. But the fact that loads of different companies started popping up with that intention led to Rockefeller just abandoning it entirely, because he's like, well, I can never buy out all the competition then. It's literally impossible for me to do so in a free market. And then he goes, hello, government. I need some help cornering the market here, which is what loads of massive corporations end up doing.
These antitrust laws, there's a comparable situation in China where they have tax loopholes for rich people, but they don't enforce, they're aware of them, but they don't enforce the law until you do something that they don't like politically. And as soon as you do that thing, they come after you. And I think it's a similar thing with antitrust laws, where if you misbehave politically, then they're going to always have this leverage on you because all the companies are doing it, but they can selectively enforce it so that people who are political dissenters can be punished, whereas those who are towing the line, they'll continue to be allowed to break it because they're definitely not applied consistently.
No, of course not. And the same here, as you pointed out with Microsoft, we're just as bad over here in the West with this sort of thing. It's just that for some reason, ideology and public schooling, shall we say, has given this sort of thing a veneer of respectability and authenticity that it doesn't necessarily have over in China, where we can view it from the outside in. But we're basically just the same. But Meta spokesperson did tell an insider in a statement that the FTC's case was built on ideology and speculation, which I can't deny is pretty much true. And the lawsuit comes at a sensitive moment for Meta. The company revealed to its first ever drop in revenue on Wednesday, and its quarter two earnings showed that it spent $2.8 billion on its Metaverse tech division, Reality Labs. Metaverse has already sunk billions into Reality Labs, and Zuckerberg told investors in May he believes the division will lose the company for the next 3 to 5 years. So this is a gigantic investment which could threaten the stability of the company. So this is a really risky thing for him to do. And then you've got the FTC going in as well. So if he plays his cards wrong, this could be the end of Meta and Facebook as we know it. And if that happens, where are all the boomers going to go? If they don't have Facebook, what are they going to do? They can't post paragraphs and essays on Twitter. They won't understand the character limit. This is just going to be cruel, Mark.
To be fair, Facebook now is just a place for people I went to school with to post pictures of their babies, and that's about it. It offers nothing to me. I'm happy to see it go, to be honest.
Fair play. Well, once again, I'm thinking of the dear old boomers. But there are other things moving on from that, which could be a massive hole in Mark's plan to create this otherworldly existence in the VR universe. He has said five things, very ambitious things, and this is where I want to move on to now, the ambition behind a lot of this, because Mark, the Zuck is really bigging this up. So he said, I believe that the metaverse is the next chapter for the internet. Okay. I don't know if you've ever watched Community.
I'm aware of it, but I haven't watched it. It's Dan Harmon, right?
Yeah, it's really funny. There's an episode in the last series where the dean decides to change the operating system that the school works on, where instead of just being on a computer, he gets a VR interface, and it comes with this silly little treadmill that you can move in all directions on so that you can walk around in it. And to be able to do anything, you have to jump through ridiculous hoops. Like, to be able to access a file, you generate a gigantic filing cabinet, and you have to climb up the filing cabinet and find the individual file, and then you need to crush it in your hand. So I imagine there's a certain element of power that comes with that. And there's an excellent line where he keeps going, and Jesus wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer. But I can only imagine, if this is, you know, the next chapter for the internet, it's going to have those kinds of interface problems, because with a computer or a laptop, it's very easy. If I want to do something, I just move my mouse over to it and click on it.
Even your finger on a touchpad. It's easy as that.
Yeah, easy as just going like that. And even if I want to be lazy typing, I can just go bam, 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 bam. Whereas the metaverse is going to have a number of hoops to jump through, I imagine, to be able to do anything. So that's a big... Them's fighting words, Mark, if you want to just overtake the internet for innovation. And he also said that this... That using our phones and smartphones and other such things is not the way we're meant to use technology. Here we are in 2021 and all our devices are still built around apps, not people. The experiences we're allowed to build and use are more tightly controlled than ever. And high taxes on new creative ideas are stifling. This was not the way we were meant to use technology. And all of that is potentially true, but I don't see VR as being the solution to all this.
The way he's worded that, like, we've built around apps, not people, it makes it sound like he's building some sort of mech suit.
Like, maybe that's how you interface with the metaverse. It sends tingles to your body so you can feel like you're really... Actually, no, I'm giving them ideas, aren't we?
Yeah, that's a slippery slope, Harry.
We are giving them ideas. But no, I agree that this is the wrong way to use technology, but I feel like this is mainly, as they point out in this article itself, Mark's just annoyed that he has to adapt to smartphones and such after, you know, Apple came out with the iPhone, so he's just annoyed that they got there first. He's like, I just want to get my VR out there. He also said the dream was to feel present with the people that we care about, so... Keep all of this in mind as we move on, because they have released screenshots. So keep in mind that this is going to be the next phase of the internet, the next way we're meant to use technology. We're going to feel present with the people that we care about when we interact with each other in these spaces. And he says also immersive all-day experiences, and he wants to implement augmented reality. And he says one of the killer use cases is basically going to be you're going to have glasses and you're going to have something like EMG on your wrist, and you're going to be able to have message thread going on when you're in the middle of a meeting or doing something else, and no one is even going to notice. And none of this sounds particularly healthy. No. For your average person. I mean, we've already got a spate of people being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. So having 50 different things on the go all at the same time while you're wearing glasses, potentially even walking around in real life, if that even exists once the metaverse is fully launched to its full potential, does not sound like anything that's going to give peace of mind to people. It's not going to create meaning in people's lives to be interfacing with 50 different apps all at once through your glasses. It's very, very strange. And he's also said, if we move on, he's going to make it a Matrix-style universe, indistinguishable from reality.
Mark Zuckerberg's going to blue-pill everyone.
Yes, he's absolutely going to blue-pill everybody. Once again, I don't know if he understands how dystopian this all sounds, but okay, he says... Displays that match the full capacity of vision, human vision, are going to unlock some important experiences and a realistic sense of presence, the feeling of being there with someone as they're physically there. And he's saying as well that he thinks that this technology will develop relatively quickly. But I also think that a part of this is probably to do with the fact that, yeah, the company's not doing that great. They're posting losses for the first time. So he's having to big the whole idea up to make it seem like an actual worthwhile investment for shareholders and other investors. So he's obviously bigging it up. But maybe don't write checks that you can't actually can't pay for, because it's not looking good. And he's saying that a metaverse could replace your belongings. You don't need a TV or anything in real life when you've got one that can just be generated in the metaverse. So instead of sitting there on your sofa watching TV with your significant other, you can be sat next to your significant other on the TV with VR glasses on watching TV.
To be fair, I want to be watching my own thing. I don't want to watch some feminine rubbish. I want to be watching manly things.
You don't watch the chick flicks just to stay in her good books?
I categorically refuse.
Oh dear. You
just man should be subjected to that.
My favourite chick flick is Rambo. Yeah, he says, some suspect that household objects like a sound system or TV won't be needed in real life because you can just generate one in the multiverse, in the metaverse. Just, you know, whatever you could potentially... Do you need food in the metaverse? Can I just generate a hot dog and just, yum, yum? Are we going?
If only it's that easy.
Yeah, I feel like to be able to really realise this technology, we also need Star Trek replicators to be able to really fully immerse ourselves.
And finally, I can pirate my food.
Take that, farmers. I know you grew up in the West Country. So the metaverse will also be its own economy, and he wants to have 1 billion people in the metaverse spending hundreds of dollars each.
Of course he does.
And of course, because nothing can go about these days without drag queens being involved in it somehow, the metaverse will be hosting its first ever drag show very soon. So this is from August 11th.
Of course it is. Of course.
Yeah, I don't know why drag queens have to be literally at the center of everything nowadays, other than to push the narrative and push the agenda.
You can experience man-made horrors beyond your comprehension from the comfort of your sofa. That's
in the metaverse, yes. And to be honest, I don't really care about drag shows that much as long as they're age-restricted. Say you need to prove, if you're in the metaverse and you want to do a drag show that's going to
have any kids
potential
there,
sexual content, yeah, just make sure it's age-restricted to 18 plus, whatever.
So potentially there's going to be things like you're going to get a metaverse lap dance if that's the direction they're going.
Almost certainly. From the comfort of your own sofa, no. You can be sat next to your girlfriend on the sofa in the metaverse and she doesn't even know you're getting your rocks off. Ooh, the future is exciting, isn't it?
You said that with too much of a grin on your face, Harry.
Are you sure you're
against this?
I can't wait. But yeah, Meta will launch its first drag show, a collection of virtual shared spaces featuring avatars of real people. Queens of the Metaverse is a mixed reality drag show that will demonstrate how technology can unlock unlock possibilities in fashion design. And if you've watched any of the recent years, if you've seen those clips of people going down the runway, I think fashion design has gone far enough. Mm-hmm. I think we invented bits of fabric that can protect our skin from the elements. I mean, we invented those too, you know.
What protects you from an elephant then, Harry?
Armour? Maybe? I don't know. A car, you can drive away from it. Spears, you can wear a spear, maybe. There you go. But yeah, you've got fabric to protect you from the elements. That's all you really need. You can design it to stop laughing. You can design
That's
it
funny.
In different ways. But the firm has enlisted three drag acts. Blue Hydrangea, a winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, UK versus the world. And if this is how the UK is
Great.
Taking on the world, this is how we're representing ourselves to the global order.
The one thing we excel in is drinking tea and drag races, that's it.
Possibly even at the same time, my God. Tia Kofi, a pop artist and star of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2, and Adam All, one of the world's most well-known drag kings. I've never heard of any of these people in my life before, so it's going to be very exciting. You can go onto the metaverse, you can experience all sorts of things, you can experience a whole new economy, it will be indistinguishable from reality, you can get lap dances and drag shows without your girlfriend knowing. It's all going to be fantastic. Would you like to see the image that has been released of the metaverse? Mark Zuckerberg.
I can't wait.
First eye-opening true reveal. Oh, wait. Oh, dear.
This is Mark Zuckerberg's attempt to finally look more human. There he is.
As you can see.
Looking less
Mark photoshopped
animated and robotic.
A photograph of himself against this
It looks like he's CG both background. In Paris and Moscow at the same time. Is that even possible?
I mean, it's indistinguishable from reality, don't you know? So I can barely even tell. I love the blank void that exists behind
They've
him.
They've really captured... Oh, right. I thought you meant his facial expression. Well, I was just like, they've captured that right.
I mean, there's a little bit more life in his eyes than usual, let's be fair. And this is taken from what's something called Horizon Worlds, which is one of the first worlds, one of the first spaces within the metaverse that they're launching. And they've launched it 2 days ago as of the time of this recording on the Thursday. So they launched it on August
16th.
I imagine
that cathedral was meant to be the one in Barcelona rather than one with minarets and stuff in Moscow.
It was honestly difficult to tell.
It was,
despite being indistinguishable from reality, I couldn't tell exactly, apart from the Eiffel Tower. I think there were trees and the rest of it looked like some kind of barren wasteland with some bubbles rising in the
distance. It looks like... Did you ever play like the early Mario Kart games and you look off into the distance and there's really, really poorly animated stuff?
Yeah, low polygon, bad render distance. I know exactly what you mean. That looks a step above Nintendo 64. You could put Mario 64 hopping about between the Eiffel Tower and that big cathedral in the background, and I don't think it would look out of place at all. But so for all of the promise, for all of the promises that Mark Zuckerberg has made, all of the threats of potential dystopia in the future, we can all rest a bit easier knowing that the metaverse, yes, it does suck, it will continue to suck, and the technology is nowhere near there, and everything that Mark is saying is probably just trying to big up talk to get the shareholders and investors invested in this project, because I can only see this, I can only get my fingers crossed that it's looking like right now it's going to be a complete and utter failure.
If you enjoyed that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go over to lotuseaters.com and become a premium member on our website, where you can get all sorts of exclusive content, such as the book club that Nick Dixon and I did on Dostoevsky's Notes from Underground. If you'd like to follow Nick Dixon over on Getter, it will be @NickDixon. Until next time, thank you and goodbye.